Blog Talk Radio.
Karaoke, you will find that the overdubs and how can I be any
three places at the same time. So, it was constructed to win and constructed nicely. Now, mind you, I don't have it in front of me, but Rihanna's coming to concert early May at the Forum, I believe. I'm going to have that by the end of the show. And so maybe we need to do a further investigation and make sure she can sing. Back in the day, I did that with Aaliyah. You know, I heard so much negatives about she really can't sing that I went to one of her final shows, and everybody was there. I mean, Biggie, everybody was there. Lil' Kim. But you know what? Aaliyah had some issues covering the parts that were sampled, but at the end of the day, I did walk away with a feeling that, oh, she can sing. She can sing.
I think when you get to that level, it's not a matter of you can't sing. I think it's a matter of how they produce you and what they get you to sing.
You remember back in the day, Janet Jackson used to have a lot of complaints because nobody felt like she was singing. It was all a mix.
Well, Janet Jackson, the same problem with Janet Jackson is she ain't got no strong voice. So everything's sounding like a whisper. So a lot of people felt like, oh, she's not really blowing. You know what I'm saying? But at some level, she knows how to sing.
Well,
Mary J. Blige. In the beginning, Mary J. Blige couldn't sing. But she did the work so that she could sing.
You know what?
So, at the level of the world, we're talking about being having a number one hit that's lasting. You got to have a whole lot of good people behind you. It's got to be engineered correctly. You got to be managed correctly. I mean, it's got to be produced correctly so that it's on everybody's radio station.
You know what? Early on, you're right. Mary J. Blige was very produced. And when it's time for her to sing, like at the Soul Train Awards or the BET Awards, it didn't come through as if she could carry all the parts. And so this is a technical issue because I've created and produced things, and you have the sum of the parts that make the whole. And sometimes when you're doing fill-ins and all of this, you didn't envision how the artist was going to sing this on stage 6 months later, neither did the artist. They were just trying to pump out these hits, Kesha, so that the label would leave us alone.
Well, like I said, I think a lot of the times, too, and like you said, because there's a lot of parts in these songs, there's no real way you can sing three parts at one time. We know that the song was engineered and mastered correctly. And so, again, I want to give the props. Not just to her, but to the people behind her, because they don't get across often.
Well, well done. Well said. Well done. And that actually ties into several other issues coming up. Let me get to the Billboard Top 100, because, again, Rihanna been there forever, and she's there still with Word. Number two is 7 years, Luke Graham. He was number two last week. He's still number two. Number three is No, Meghan Trainor. Number four is Pillow Talk Zane. And three and four have been at the same place. Now moving up, from 14 to 5, Panda, Designer. Okay, I'm going to have to get into that. From 14 to 5, oh, right. That's huge. That's huge. Justin Bieber's going down from 5 to 6, Love Yourself. 7, My House, Flo Rida, is going down from 6 to 7. Going up, I Took a Pill in Ibiza, Mike Posner, from 9 to 8. Going up, Work From Home, Fifth Harmony, High Dollar Sign, and Me, Myself, and I, G-Eazy. Bebe and Rexha at number 10, and it's going down. Let me look down the chart and see if we can project. Okay. Ooh-wee, Jeremiah is moving up. Two Phones, Kevin Gates is moving up. And Uwe is at 19. Two phones is at 17. Bro, there's no real activity to suggest that some out of the blue breakup hit, you know, is going to come and smash up these top 10 here. Rihanna might be on for the next month.
Well, you gotta figure it, again, it's a good active song. Look, you can work to it, you can work out to it, it's easy to listen to. If you are at a basketball game, you can play it in wheelchair. It's an all purpose song. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those songs, it's an all purpose song, and it's got easy touching lyrics, so it's gonna stay there for a minute. And I wouldn't be surprised that it does it unless somebody comes up with something hot. Really soon, it's going to carry for another month or so, I believe, or further, because it's a summertime hit.
You know, I just think that would be incredible because generally when you get to the mega song, it's normally some hype, something hype, DJ hype, wake me up when it's over type hype, you know, or hip hop array type hype going way back, or something of a Black Eyed Peas nature, you know, when you got licks and rhymes and everything is hitting in your ear. But this is a single artist with an accompaniment of Drake, and it just seems that is at a real vulnerable place and needs to be challenged. I'll say that. Probably with bigger, fatter, even heavier beats, and even more complex rhymes, songs, and analysis, and complex love issues.
Well, first off, I was got a feeling to be able to think about it as a rap about it. And right now, I'm rolling, I'm waiting for the social media.
Unfortunately.
There ain't no more love songs. There ain't no more real good hype songs if you really think about it.
Well, I said this months ago that artists should be mindful not to link their music career with social causes consistently because the progression will get them for less sales because, again, I'm going to give you an example. You got whatever's going on in North Carolina and Mississippi, and some folks call it common sense that men go to the men bathroom and women go to the women bathroom, and everybody else, you go to wherever God gave you your genitalia. Some folks say that's common sense. Some say that's racist and discriminatory, or not racist, but discriminatory against LGBT and gay. However, now you have artists deciding that they're going to act and not fall through with their concert. Now, hold up, dog. The concert goers, the people that bought the tickets, live in them states. They're very familiar with the politics in them states. And they have nothing to do with that other than they want to see the artist. So at some point, you robbing Peter to pay Paul for a social issue or a statement when you really need to be focused on your consumer base. Your consumer base may be in a situation like Iraq that you don't like the government and what's going on, but are you going to turn against your fans?
Well, I think, like I said, what we're dealing with is it's all confused and convoluted right now. And like I said, you know, you came to a level where you don't get good music because people are into these social issues. And I guess it's cool being a social issue, but I think you need to put more time in your music instead of a social issue. Like you said, you can attach yourself to social issues, but what happens when that social issue dies down a little bit? There goes your money.
I mean, look.
We're typecasted as this kind of person, but now we're looking for business. For example, Public Enemy number one. Every Public Enemy number one album, we was expecting some Black Power, Fight the Power, something. And it kind of limited where they can really go with their music.
Over time, it did, because the first two albums were so powerful, and then you had Chuck D finding his voice, and then you had Flavor Flav finding his voice, and Terminator X found his at the same time, Professor Griff got deep into black Islam and the Nation of Islam. I say black Islam, I'm making a distinction, and the Nation of Islam. And then, you know, you got put out an album that everybody's rocking and shaking their ass to. Now, this stuff is important to the political consciousness, and these folks that are listening to this have value in the political game. My issue with, for instance, Bruce Springsteen is that a lot of the people that bought your tickets side with your view. Why are you effing over them by not performing your concert? I would rather you perform your concert and then cut on the 45-minute out level. You then did 2 hours and a half. You ain't gonna, the last 45 minutes is a speech. And I would prefer for you to use it as a fulcrum to bring the issue even further and satisfy your fan base. I'm all about satisfying your fan base. Just because you're in a particular area, and you and I know that growing up in Turf Zone, don't mean that we can't enjoy and share the same values or music or entertainment or whatever. And so at some point, your social protest is effing over me. And I have nothing to do with it because I'm neither trying to use the bathroom that I know I shouldn't, or I'm not even voting on it. It's not an issue, you know. Or they are transgender, they bought a ticket, and they want to see you. At some point, these protests and these personal issues, and I believe, and I'm going to get into this one, Janet Jackson's failure to make our own content obligations is another example. Okay, do we need to know all this? I mean, and you're a little late.
We got to make it more than what it's supposed to be. You know, we got to clarify the situation. In other words, for me to be popular. And that's one of the problems. You don't need to clarify an issue to make you popular. You just need you to do what your job is, and that is to think, or to integrate. And we just need you to do that to the rest of the world. Don't worry about the struggle. We know the struggle is real. And for whoever the struggle is for, they know it's real. So all we need you to do is give us some time away from the struggle a little bit and give us some entertainment. But give us high quality entertainment. Not just no BS off the top of your head.
Or, Derek, if you're so concerned about our issues and you've taken such a definite stance, we would love for you to have your concert so we can benefit from some funding to fight the issue.
Damn. Exactly.
No, but I ain't going to get a concert because I'm pissed off because all the people in red showed up and they pissed me off and I expected a blue concert.
Exactly.
This is like, you know, everybody has...
Well, we started to get entertainers have to get into these social issues. They can damage their logo, basically.
Their brand. Their long-term brand.
They are, because depends on how people look at it.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, it's like, particularly for the old ones, you know, you're 60 years old, bro. You ain't going to make too many more of these times. So you need to be about the business of throwing up a legacy, okay, in areas that you might not have thought. And going after monkey see, monkey do-ism or following the crowd has nothing to do with the fact that we love you for your music. And we just happen to be, my mama just happened to be from Mississippi or North Carolina. I didn't have no choice where I was born. I want to see your concert. If you're that serious, send us some money. But we bought the tickets, fool.
Exactly.
You get to the point where all protests don't matter, and it's not equitable in terms of the statement it's making.
Well, you know what, too? How you protest, and if all the protests are the same, then it's not practical. Then it's just like, oh, whatever. And a lot of times, that's what we're getting. It's like, oh, whatever. You know, you could have made a better statement. Like you said, if you had a 2.5-hour concert, concert, and you, for the first hour and a half, you gave them what they came here for, and that last 30 minutes, you have to sit down, chit-chat with your audience, I think is a good way to stress the point. Or if you stress it through the whole concert, you know, say, hey, okay, between songs, what a band is resetting. Well, hey, let's talk about whoopie-whoopie-whoopie-whoop. And then come in with a song afterwards, you know, or something. But again, if you're going to do it all the same, then it's going to become passe.
And then you create more funk in the city that you didn't go to, because a lot of people will just be like, well, man, I bought your albums. I just support you for your music. And your music has nothing to do with my political views, as well as my political views has nothing to do with the purchase of your music. And so since you didn't,
right.
You didn't
and
have,
and if we start to integrate all of that, then music sales is going to hit the dirt.
Yeah, particularly for older artists, because you're playing with a new medium that you're not even successful with. So getting all in the social media Twitter game, trying to make statements just because Kanye did it or Ariana Grande did it don't mean that you at 64, 55, 49 need to do it as also. And so you're going to get to the point where you have diminishing returns in terms of the values you set up for social media.
Well, like I said, I mean, we can start with social media, depending on my area, and bad on the level.
No, of course that. And so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back to your end. I'm going to try to find that beat and see if I can coach it out of you. Still working on it, but, you know, my brain sometimes, you know, as an engineer type, you might need to put the blunt down.
My goodness.
I gotta put it down.
Gotta stay right.
I gotta put it down, dog.
Gotta stay right.
I gotta have my focus on. So much going on. So we're going to get back to this top 10 of the box office. And it basically came down to the false Superman-Batman conflict and Zootopia in that order. Now, the issue is a lot of people were feeling Melissa McCarthy playing a role in the vault, but and I saw some of the clips, it was funny, but they said it wasn't written at the level that it should have been for her to, I guess, just be the damn funniest that she could have been. And so a lot of critics haven't given that good reviews. And I'm just always interested how the public is like, nah, we're going to see it.
Well, I mean, if you're a fan, you're a fan. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, the little clips I saw, she was fun. That was fun. No.
I'm saying that if you're a fan, you're a fan, you're going to see just because she is who she is, you know what I'm saying? So you go out and you're trying to see what it's about.
Well, that makes sense. But Batman and the Superman thing is steadily declining. And we would expect after Zootopia has racked up all the billions that they would be on the downward spiral. But at number three, they're still good. But I'm still concerned that there's been an oversaturation of superheroism, and this is probably the affect when you look at this Ben Affleck film.
Well, like you said, it's oversaturating the market. It's something that's easy to duplicate because now we have great CG, and the movies look so fantastic. And so now we just basically market got saturated with comic books. Think about it. You started out with one or two, and now you got hundreds and thousands, and now you got the underground stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's just part of the way that it goes, man.
Well, you're right. It's a slow downward burn is what we're seeing.
until the next greatest thing happens.
Mind me, but I also see a slow downward burn in terms of just what you thought used to be fat entertainment is kind of coming down to another level. I see a even film, you know, what is fat for the general public ain't necessarily fat 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, let alone
right.
So
everything changes, man. Everything as we get better with technology, things are going to change. People's likes and loves are going to be different, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, we don't have no choice to see but where it goes from there. And talking about where it goes from there, the Warriors have one more game to beat the Bulls record. Michael Jordan had something to say. Scottie Pippen had something to say. I think what I got to say is that they need to turn off the phone, turn off the TV, and beat the record.
Well, I think that the way that it's set up, the way that it's going to play out, is that they're more than likely to break the record. But
at home.
But yeah, and what we can say is that they're a good team, and they won 73 grand games, but we can't say they're the greatest team ever.
No. That ain't what they're vying for. I told you my deep personal views about how, you know, folks from Oakland just kind of have a sense that because we never seen consistently win. You know, not since the ages of Adrian Dantley, you know, or I think when Jamal Wilson was at the Warriors, you know, way back. Just haven't seen it. And so everybody's proud of the moment because of the weight of the moment and the class of team that they will pull it off. I just hope they do it in quicker fashion rather than giving me a cliffhanger. you know, a good game is different, but win the game, you know, win it early.
Well, you know what, again, when you're number one, everybody knows you're number one. Everybody's gunning for number one. They're going to bring their own game. And so if you have a slip up mentally, they could get me down. That's just the way that it goes. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
And that's the nature of how they play.
Like the Spurs, you know, two of the key factors for the Spurs didn't play. So, yes, y'all beat them in. Y'all haven't won there in 100 years, basically. And, yeah, now you're tied with 72. But, again, you didn't play them at full strength. They never played you guys at full strength. We don't know what the real outcome is going to be until we get to playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see it all again in the playoff scenario. But Pop said he was going to rest his people. And Pop rest his people. And, again, I think that should be his option. But at the end of the day, I don't think the Warriors were in playoff mode in that game. I think they just played their normal pace, which is a little more accelerated than your average team has been able to do this. Now, in the last 60 seconds, let's give a shout-out to Kobe Bryant. This is his last game tomorrow, right? After the
last game is tomorrow.
And he's playing the Jazz, I think. Is that right?
Yep, he just playing the Jazz.
And the Jazz are expected to win the game, but Kobe's been throwing up 30 in, 35 there, so we wish him the best. You give me your thoughts on his last.
I'm glad he's entertaining the public and not just being an asshole basketball player that he is. And I'm not saying he's not great, but I'm glad that now he's showing the personality side other than just the game side. And so it's kind of weird to see him function in that role, but it's good to see him. Yeah, this dude does like the fans because for years you didn't know if he liked the fans or not because he was just so strung out on winning.
Yeah, so strung out in his head on winning, and then that's a dog feeding its own tail. But the beauty is that this is his final game. He's healthy and whole, as well as an afterthought. Boy, we could have used him 30.
Coach Kobe, Father Time, all those ways.
Now, I will say this.
My perspective is that I'm just glad to see him being not just a basketball player, but human, enjoying the accolades of being a champion.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, I don't think he enjoyed it. I think he got a ring and he was trying to get the next ring. He didn't enjoy the journey or the trip to where you got to.
You know, Michael Jordan spoke on that deeply, as well as some others who've won multiple Super Bowls. You do get in a mindset where you think that that's your job, is to win, and you never enjoyed it, and it affects everything you about you, your family, and your persona. The beauty here, though, is that you almost see over the eclipse of his career a 360-degree to the point where you're saying that, wow, we finally get enjoyment of my gift as I leave the game. And maybe, you know what, brother has some time and don't get back out in the limelight as soon as he retire and just settle and chill and get into his own head and history and do something with that. There's a lot of potential still not tapped with that brother Kobe Bryant.
Well, like you said, he's trying to try to get into films and making movies, which concern and have to deal with basketball, which I think is really good for him because there's really no real avenues for that. And so for him to create an avenue like that because he has the money and now he has the time, it's great. I mean, because a lot of our great stars know very little about it.
Well, you're right on that, Derek. We are out of time. We're over time. So this is it. We'll be back.
Back.